Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1212 of our trek, and a time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We're told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled Auto Shop Class. Taking Great Plains to be specific, Mr. Duvall, the new auto shop teacher, who was just hired, explained to three of his students, Sam, John, and Sue, that he wanted them to clean a car that was parked outside in the parking lot, a little ways from the school. He gave the three students two extension cords, a vacuum cleaner, a bucket, rags, soap, and the car keys. Mr. Duvall explained that the car was one to be used in his class, and he wanted it to be spotless for the beginning of the school year. After about an hour, since Sam, John, and Sue had not reported back yet, Mr. Duvall headed out to the parking lot to check on the students. As he approached the car, he discovered all three of them sitting in the car, feet up on the dashboard, listening to the stereo. Being a bit frustrated, Mr. Duvall asked, "Why aren't you vacuuming the car?" Sam looked at him with a smug smile on his face and said, "Because the extension cord wouldn't reach." Exasperated, Mr. Duvall said, "That is why I gave you two extension cords." John piped up and said, "We tried the other one, but it wouldn't reach either." I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a good smile each day. For our Thursday thought, it is, there's nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact. In Romans chapter 1, verse 19 is our verse for today. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,211 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.